You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's once again time to wrap up our week with an SME of the week. We take a look at a small business doing really well and hopefully help them do a little bit better if we can in any way. I'm joined on the line by the co-founder of a company called Breeze Delivery, Avi Maja, to take a look at the business and get a sense of what it is that they do. Good evening, Avi. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell me about Breeze. What is it that you guys do?
Thanks, Jimmy. Great to be here with your listeners. Breeze Delivery is a last mile and third-party logistics service provider. What that means is that we are there to help merchants and retailers transition from e-commerce to quick commerce. And how we do this is we think that delivery is becoming a key decision maker for customers to make a purchase online. So we connect to your online store. And if you don't have an online store, we implement and put out a application for you, white labeled app, for us to do your deliveries. And in some instances, we even pick and pack on behalf of merchants where they don't have a presence where we service.
So Avi, the business itself is not like a Mr. Delivery in the traditional sense, right? You guys offer a slightly different and more tailored solution. Tell me about the differences between you and what a traditional delivery house might look like.
Yeah, I think that's one of the key differentiators in what we do. We don't sell any products. We are services and technology business to empower merchants and online stores that are actually looking to deliver and sell their products more effectively by enhancing that delivery experience.
So you are able to build other companies a delivery app or a delivery service of their own.
Correct. So the key component is that if you want to do delivery, you need to be a delivery expert. And it's very difficult to be like the big players like Uber Eats, Mr. Delivery, because they are dual marketplace. So they sell the food and they also manage the drivers.
Mm.
So typically when businesses go out to market, you already know what products you want to sell. You know how to sell your products, but it's very difficult to become an expert in delivery and last mile logistics. Last mile accounts for 40% of the complexity of the supply chain. So it's a very complex space and you have very limited time to make it work because consumer expectations have changed dramatically in the last few years.
So Avi, take me through how you guys implement the solution. I mean, if I'm a company that's looking to deploy your solution, what do I need to do? Do I need to build the app? Are you guys building the app? How much is it going to cost me? Take me through the actual structure of how this all works.
So typically, merchants that we work with already have an online presence. And the biggest platforms that we've seen, and it's a global trend all over, is Shopify and WooCommerce. There are other platforms like Magento and so on. So these are platforms that you can easily create a website to sell your products or even convert into an app for your customers to use an app rather than a website. We have applications and plugins that connect to these platforms to pull in orders so that we can let you ship that order once you've picked and packed it internally through your normal sales activities or internal operations. So we essentially, the operating system that enhances that delivery experience and that fulfillment experience for the merchants so that they can have a great customer experience from a booking of a delivery point of view without actually typing in anything. It's simply a matter of clicks, and then our system does the heavy lifting of the logic in terms of understanding the address, where the customer is, when we're going to deliver, if we service that area, how much it's going to cost. And all the merchant needs to do once they've packed the order is click one button to request a shipment, and our driver will come in and deliver. We have two main service types. We have on-demand delivery as well as same-day delivery. On-demand delivery is what you typically see suited to grocery stores, the liquor space, anything that you have multiple locations in the same city where you're actually selling your product or your goods. We do that in 60 minutes, so that's 1 hour deliveries. Order comes in, we bring a driver and they send it out. And then another business unit of ours is same day delivery. Same day delivery is typically suited to warehouse or single location type operations where you are selling something online, you have a central warehouse where you're preparing these orders, our drivers will come collect and deliver it to your customer in the same day. So we typically collect in the mornings and then we'll deliver throughout the day in the whole of Johannesburg, Pretoria and Ekurhuleni. So it's effectively the major Gauteng metros as well as Cape Town.
Avi, what about the driving side of it? If I've got these services and I build out my online store and I use your services, do I then need to go and hire my own drivers? How does it all work?
Yeah, that's the really nice thing about Breeze and our value proposition. By integrating to Breeze, you tap into the driver of the Breeze driver network. So we've got over 700 drivers on our platform where we've trained, vetted them, all digitally. And we continue to onboard more drivers. So with us, we are essentially your delivery partner because we manage all of that driver-related onboarding and driver-related activities, including a mobile app for our drivers where your customers will be able to track your delivery as if you managing the deliveries yourself as a merchant.
Avi, tell me about some of the other services that you guys have. I see the website has some scooter box advertising and some other services. Tell me about the other things that you guys do to help the businesses that you serve.
Yeah, we see ourselves very much as a technology business, but the business we're in is a delivery business. So everything of ours is technology driven, but we also have to be really practical about the value and the services that we offer. I mean, we have lots of vehicles out on the road doing deliveries. Why not utilize that real estate to actually allow our merchants to advertise on the scooter box, on the scooter boxes that our scooter guys have, or on the vehicles that we have for our same day service? We also do white labeled e-commerce apps for retailers and merchants that are looking to go online and don't actually have an online presence. So we can actually white label an app or a platform that we have. We'll look like your app, or can make some customizations so to get you on that road to start advertising. We also have additional services where we make some bespoke delivery experiences for your customers. So we integrate to WhatsApp so your customers can get real-time tracking and notifications through WhatsApp. We know SMS is used a lot. It's really great. However, you have no understanding of if customers have read your message, how they're engaging with your brand, and they're able to track their orders. So WhatsApp is really nice because we have read receipts. Customers are able to respond, and our amazing support team will give them feedback on the status of their order.
Avi, how much does the service cost? If I'm a merchant looking for either the white label solution or I've got a solution that I'm just looking for the delivery side of it, how do I kind of get an idea of how much the system or the service will cost me?
Yeah, it will really depend on the service type that you want. However, on a high level, we offer a different pricing for on-demand and same-day. On-demand will essentially be just under 50 Rand for a limited range, because obviously these scooter drivers are driving from a store to a delivery location. So we want to make sure that the price is competitive for the end consumer making a purchase. And then for same day deliveries, we charge a flat fee of about 75 Rand throughout the service area that we service. So if you're in Gauteng, say you're in Johannesburg, for example, we will be able to do deliveries for you to Pretoria and pick up on the same day, deliver in Pretoria for a flat 75 Rand.
Sounds like an affordable solution. Avi, how do people get hold of you? What are your contact details? Yeah. Where can people find you? Do you guys have an app in the app stores? Tell us everything.
Yeah, we do have an app on the app store, particularly for drivers. So it's called Breeze Driver. Drivers go on there, digitally on board, put in some key information there so we know that you're a real person, we're able to vet you and verify all your details. But if you are a merchant or you're looking to onboard a new delivery partner, we are available at our website, breeze.co.za, B-R-E-A-Z-E, it's a unique spelling, .co.za. We're also on LinkedIn, Breeze Delivery, as well as Instagram and Facebook at Breeze Delivery as well.
There you have it, folks. Breeze Delivery, reach out to them. They are ready to sort out your logistical needs in the delivery space, no matter what kind of business you are running. And if you just want to check out their services, go to breeze.co.za. That's breaze.co.za. Avi, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. We wish your business all of the best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you guys continue to do well. That's Avi Maja, who is a co-founder at Breeze Delivery, joining me for this week's SME.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.